Another halakha that applies before the Birkat Kohanim is that the Kohanim have to remove their shoes. This is a Gemara in Masechet Sotah Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that it was a takana of Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai that the Kohanim shouldn't go to Duchen wearing their shoes. Why? Because there was a concern, at least in those days, that perhaps on the way up to the Duchen, the Kohen's shoelaces would come undone. He'd stop to do them up and then miss the Duchening, and people might think that the reason why he hasn't gone to Duchen is because he's an invalid Kohen rather than just because his shoelaces broke. And therefore, they made the takana that Kohenim shouldn't go to Duchen with their shoes on. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Kaf Chet Se'if Hay. So there are a couple of details associated with this. Number one is that all leather shoes fall into this ban, even if they don't have laces. So if a person has slip-on leather shoes, they're still regarded as shoes. We have a law plug. We don't make any distinction, and the Kohen has to remove them before duchening. What if they are non-leather shoes? Particularly on Tisha B'Av in Eretz Yisrael or Yom Kippur in Chutz La'aretz when we duchen, the Kohanim will be wearing non-leather shoes, so they need to remove them for duchening. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it all depends to whether or not they've got laces. If they've got laces, then he says, Zul B'tar Tama. We have to look at what was the reason that Rabban Yochanan Zakkai said not to wear shoes for duchening. Is because of the laces. So if you've got plimsolls or trainers with laces, the Kohen can't wear them when he's duchening. If they don't have laces, then it's going to be permissible. So the non-leather shoes that can be worn, you can wear plimsolls or something like that. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if they're the type of things that you wear when you're going out, sort of walking through mud and they're filthy, dirty, and that sort of thing, then it's not kavod to wear them for Birkat Kohanim, and the Kohen should remove them. Also, the Poskim say that it's not correct to duchen barefoot, and therefore in Israel, perhaps, where Kohanim might go around in open-toed sandals without any socks, when it comes to duchening, they need to wear either slippers or have socks on or something like that. Ideally, the Kohanim should remove their shoes before they wash their hands, because once they've, if they touch their shoes again, then they're going to have to wash their hands again. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you've got slip-on shoes or even shoes with laces, you can undo the laces and then slip them off very easily afterwards without touching them with your hands, then that would also be fine. And also the Poskim say that the Kohen shouldn't leave his shoes sort of in the middle of the passageway in shul or something like that, but should tuck them away out of sight under a chair or something like that for Birkat Kohanim, because it's not kavod for the Beit HaKnesset just to leave your shoes sitting around. Ad kan.